So who are the stakeholders in the business? So there are 10 stakeholders in the business that you need to know. So there are 1, entrepreneurs, 2, employers, 3, employees, 4, investors, 5, managers, 6, producers, 7, suppliers, 8, service providers, 9, customers, 10, society, and 11, government. So entrepreneurs, what are entrepreneurs? So a definition are, these are people who see a gap in the market. They take the initiative to turn an idea into a business. They see an opportunity to make a profit, but also take the financial and personal risk that the business might fail. Investors then. So what are investors? So often entrepreneurs will not have enough money to start a business. Investors are the people who provide a business with the finance it needs. The capital comes from 1, owner's capital. This is the money invested by people or companies in return. They become part owners of the business, and it's also known as equity capital. 2, loan capital. So this is finance provided by banks or other lenders. It has to be repaid with interest within a certain period of time. And 3, grants. So these are usually provided by the government, state agencies, for example, Enterprise Ireland. And this money doesn't have to be paid back as long as certain conditions are met, that they use the money for what they said they're going to use the money for. 3, employees then. So as soon as entrepreneurs recruit people to work in a business, they become employers. Sorry, 3, employers. So employers have got rights and responsibilities. So the rights of employers include the following. So recruiting employees when they need them, directing employees to perform the work required, and dismissing employees fairly underneath the Unfair Dismissals Act 1977. The employer's responsibilities are then to provide a written contract of employment to the employees, pay wages as agreed in the contract of employment, and provide a safe working environment. Your employees then, so they're recruited by the business to assist in the business in return for a wage. Now they also have rights and responsibilities. Now these are the opposite of the employer. So if the responsibility is of the employer, it's a right of the employee. So the rights of employee include receive a written contract of employment, be paid the agreed amount, work in a safe and healthy workplace, and freedom to join a trade union. And then the rights of the employers become the responsibilities of the employees. So the employees' responsibilities then to follow instructions as long as they're reasonable and legal from the employer, do a fair day's work for a fair day's pay, and be honest and loyal in their work. Managers then. So managers are people who are responsible for running of the business and achieving the business's goals. So they must plan, organize, and control all aspects of the business. And these are also known as the management activities. And they must have leadership, motivation, and communication. So these are known as the management skills. The next stakeholder is a producer. So these are people that make the products to sell to consumers. They transfer raw materials into finished goods. Then you've got your suppliers. So these are businesses who supply the raw materials needed by the producer. So if you have tables to make tables, you need your wood and you need your steel. So the suppliers will provide the wood and steel. Service providers then, these are businesses that supply the services that are needed by the business. For example, electricity, light and heat, waste management, banks for saving the money or in a safe place. Consumers then, so we've got 2 types. We've got consumers and customers. So customers are people who purchase goods from the business for their own use or for resale. And consumers then are people who buy goods and services for their own use only. Society then, so this refers to the local community where the business is located and to wider society, both naturally and globally. They want businesses to behave in a reasonable manner, so a socially responsible manner, and not to damage the environment or welfare of others, so sustainability. And then you got the government then. So government changes in government laws and taxes can affect businesses, for example, the budget. The government wants businesses to provide jobs, so they're not spending an awful lot of money on job seekers allowance, and people are able to get their own money, so they're earning their own money, and then the government will get some tax in the form of POI, PRSI, and USC. They want businesses to obey the law. So all those legislations that are out there, Sale of Goods and Price Services Act, Consumer Information Act, Unfair Dismissals Act, Employment Equality Act, Industrial Relations Act, that all those acts are followed correctly by the businesses, and then to pay their taxes on time. So those taxes help the government to provide essential services for the country.